You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Sitting here in this white padded room, imagining I'm a meteor flying out through the distant space. How does tiny speck call Earth destroy tomorrow? So capable of so many things, why make life taking planes?
But I believe that when you lose your root, choose the sunlight, it could be your guide.
No more political dreams, not another excuse. Don't need another love song, we need a love bomb
to just blow us away.
Welcome back to another edition of Ideas Extra Dating Sucks.
Question mark?
Hey man, Big B, how you guys doing? Welcome back, man. We haven't seen you in a while. The holidays have took their toll on all of us, but it's time to get back to reality. Hopefully, a lot of us have found love or some semblance of love under the tree from Santa this year. I have my crew with me today, as always. I have Miss Sonia from the Bronx.
¿Cómo estás?
We have all the way from the Congo, Diego.
How's everyone doing? How's everybody? Happy New Year to everyone.
And as always on this part of the show, I ask that you all stand to your feet, remove your hats, and all hail the Queen.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing it.
Queen.
Yo.
Clearly, either some shit went right or some shit went wrong since our last show. But people need to know some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so here we are to do our best to get you on the right path or get you off the wrong one.
Hey, how about that?
Well, this is 2017. This is the right path.
Oh, shit.
Happy New Year, bitches.
Let's get right to it.
I say let's roll because we got a lot to do today.
A lot to do. Keep it condensed. Here we go.
Let's start. But really, first, I want to acknowledge everyone that have sent in questions. I mean, we got a lot of questions. So if you don't hear all your questions today, you will probably hear them in a future episode of Dating Sucks. So, but, you know, thank you so much. Because really, I mean, like, we got a lot. Like, we can't read them all today or the show would never end. And you know how we go.
No doubt.
If you listen to any of our episodes. And if you haven't, hey, what are you doing? Go back and listen and then come back to where you are now. So go ahead and just stop it and go back. What, 12 episodes? I mean, that's a lot of information we're giving you for free. And how about that?
And if you're still getting it wrong, guess what? I got something for you.
All right. Well, enough of him. Well, let's go ahead and get started. So question one. Do men really believe that the negative, angry black man is attractive?
Ooh, that's a switch on it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's a switch. I wouldn't even put an angry black woman.
Right, I had my answer.
Yeah, didn't you? That's what you thought.
Not nah, but fuck nah.
Yeah, I was ready with that one. Who gonna take that one? Sonia?
You know, I over the holiday, I had my, when it was in the holiday, it was a little bit before the holiday. I had a run-in with an angry black man. And it was crazy. And no, that doesn't work for them. Because I had to cuss him to filth and then let him know who was the boss.
I know that's right.
What did he do?
He want to know.
Yeah, what did he
okay.
do?
Okay. So, first of all, he called himself trying to ask me out. So, because he had to call a couple of times, when he finally got me after the third call, because I'm not really readily available for anybody 24 hours. So sometimes you might call, I might not call you back. I'm busy. So finally, when I called him back, he was like, "Oh well, if it isn't Phony Braxton."
Ooh, Phony Braxton.
Phony Braxton. I was like, "Yeah, you must have dialed the wrong number, because I know you're not talking to me that way." So I let that one slide. So he's talking. He's like, "Yeah, so we're gonna hook up on Sunday." It wasn't even an ask. It was like he's telling me that we're gonna hook up on Sunday, nope. And I'm like, "What?" So I'm still in shock because I'm not really even. My mind is still reeling, like, this person is really rude and obnoxious. So finally he was like, "Yeah, you know what? On second thought, you could just come over and bring some curbside to go, and then we could watch the game." Excuse me?
Nigga,
I mean,
what?
It was like bipolar. It was like everything switched in that one conversation. It was like three different people. And I was like, "You know what? Mm-mm. Let me just stop you right here." I was like, "By the end of this, what I'm getting ready to tell you, you will be blocked." So just.
You don't say that before. You didn't want him to hang up.
I didn't care. He would probably have been doing me a damn favor. Mm. But he listened, and I told him, "Beep, beep, beep, beep. I can't really say everything I said." And that was it.
Why can't you?
Okay, well, I said, "You know what? You're an ass, and I don't even know why I'm talking to you. You're not even on my level. So at the end of this right here, I'm going to fucking block you, and don't ever call me again." And that's it. I haven't spoken to him since.
Okay.
But he was real angry, like arrogant, like, "Yeah, we on," and everything was like DMX style. Like,
I was about to say, he was.
Yeah.
What y'all really want?
Yeah.
What?
It was crazy.
Really wow.
I had never encountered that before. Mm. That was the first time.
I don't think angry anything works nowadays. Yeah. Because if you get with another like-minded person, like angry person, y'all gonna butt heads.
Somebody
gonna
die.
If you get with someone that is, you know, bubbly and has a, you know, real jovial personality, you're gonna bring them down. So I just don't see where that works anywhere. I mean, what you mad at, first of all? You notice. If you, and this goes for guy or girl, if you want to see like a fireworks show, ask a mad person what they mad about. You will get a storm. It's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why. You know you mad. You walk around, you cussing, fussing about every damn thing under the sun. But when somebody asks you why you mad, you get belligerent. So, I don't know. Try that one day for fun. Mm-mm. Perfect stranger. Why are you mad?
I will not.
Well, I just look at it like this. It's like you have a lot of guys out there who I would say they perpetrate as far as trying to be a dominant male when really they're little boys in disguise. So they'll come off at this, "I'm this rough and tough, angry dude, take charge, yada, yada, yada," when really they're insecure. And I say this a lot. I mean, for all the insecure women out there, you have just as many insecure dudes out there.
Well.
And they try to come off with this false bravado that I'm in charge and I'm hardcore and I'm a quote-unquote alpha male. And so, you know, that, like, you know, like Big B said, it's like, you know, you being angry, what are you mad about? I mean, what you all this, you know, this DMX, you know, rah, rah stuff. I mean, what are you mad about? So, you know, as I say, for women, and believe it or not, that particular approach works for some women, even today.
Really?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it does. That approach works.
I was just about to.
So it's like, the bottom line, he's probably used that approach before, that take charge. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. And you have a lot of simps out there who go, okay.
Define a simp.
A simp is someone who doesn't use their mind and their thought process to evaluate themselves.
What did you call a simp?
Simps. Simp.
Wow, I never heard that.
And the bottom line is, you know, you let someone take charge of your thoughts and your and the way you feeling and what you do. And like I say, that style that he tried to use on you works. So for every, you know, I would say for every 10 women he'll use that approach for, it works on 5 of them.
I wouldn't say that many.
I would say 5.
I wouldn't say that.
Well, it's in Baltimore, so I'm going to go with 5.
Oh, my.
I mean, we don't know where that dude.
Right, we don't really know where that dude is.
He sounds like
from.
A Baltimore guy. So.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to go with Baltimore.
No, to all our viewers, listeners in Baltimore, the views of Day and Gomez are not necessarily.
We're going to go with Baltimore.
Our disclaimer.
Right.
So, anyway, so, but like I say, maybe not 5, but trust me, if you use it enough times, it's going to work maybe 1 out of 10 times, 2 out of 10 times. And he's used to it and he tried it and he just got blasted. So kudos.
Yes. So thank you.
You gave him the tip of the hat.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I personally think for me, that does not work for me. But like Diego said and B said, that works for some people, unfortunately. And it is amazing. How you look on Facebook and you look on Twitter and how many angry men, and I'm not just going to say black men, I'm going to say men, period. So it, you know, goes across the board, all different, you know, black, white, brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. My name is Sean. No, okay. but seriously, it really does. It goes across that it's kind of disheartening and a little bit frightening how many men out there that are angry and how many women out there co-sign what they say on the internet. So yeah, there are women out there that think that is cool and they think that it's attractive. Now, why men think it's attractive or think it's cool, I think, like Diego said, I think, you know, they've tried it X amount of times and it has worked for them. Because, you know, think liken it to, you know, you're walking down the street and, you know, some guy is like, hey, you know, hey, how you doing? And you're like, oh, I'm good. Or, you know, and he keeps trying to talk to you and you're like, no, thank you. And he's like, ah, bitch, I ain't want to talk to you anyway. And then you're walking down, you know, somebody else is walking down the street and he gets like more aggressive. And he's like, hey, girl, hey, come here. And she's like, what? And she actually comes over and you look like, what the what? Mm-hmm. So it does work for some women, unfortunately. But hopefully, whoever wrote that, it asked that question, don't work for you, hopefully. And hopefully, you know, we get it together and it doesn't work for anybody. So men will stop being angry for no reason.
For the person that wrote the question, I would love to hear more about what they consider what an angry black person is or what was their encounter.
Yeah, that would be cool.
To that. I mean, you can keep it totally anonymous.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all these questions will be. So, right. So, I mean, I'm not going to, you know. Yeah. Right. Put you
I mean,
there
but being that
street.
I'm telling them to
so
put
we need
their
more details
out.
Of what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Trust. Yeah. You know, everybody doesn't get to see the questions. Everybody won't, you know, see who it's from. So you don't have to worry about that.
Right. The more information you give us, the better we can sort of
analyze.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go on to the next question. Why do men complain about clingy, needy women, but are not interested in self-sufficient women who make efforts to fit a man into their schedule? Diego, you can go first because you seem to be a little long-winded today.
I am. I'm long-winded.
Hold on, read that
no, I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing. Why do men complain about clingy, needy women, but are not interested in self-sufficient women who make efforts to fit a man into their schedule?
Okay. I'm going to go with that one because, you know, let's look at this, the game of dating, okay? And make no mistake about it. I think I've said this in some episode. It's a game. For all you people out there going, I don't play games. Yes, you do. It's a game of chess and it's a game of checkers. And it all depends on how good you are at playing the game. A guy who says that basically is just setting you up, okay? And that's just a setup. Because, bottom line, why would he say that to you right off the break? Because he's waiting for your response and waiting for your reaction to it. Because if you're tired of women who are clingy and needy, I wouldn't say that to anyone. I mean, especially during the first maybe week of dating or whatever. Actually, I probably wouldn't say it at all because I want to find out how you are first. I want to see how you respond to us dating as far as going out on a weekly basis, or depending on how often you go out. So if a guy says that, that's just a switch in bait. And a lot of times when a guy says that, he's probably looking for that clingy, needy woman, because 9 times out of 10, he wants to be a Captain Save-A-Ho anyway. So that's just the way I look at it. It's just a bait and switch.
First of all, let's guys, make it clear that you're dealing with a needy woman, because some of you dudes out there don't understand a woman give you attention as just being genuine. You know, you just assume anyone that shows any interest to you is automatically needy or pressed or what have you. So I'm going to, let's just get that out of the way first. But from there, I'll say if it is indeed, you know, someone that is needy or clingy or what have you, you don't want either extreme. You know, you don't want that woman, or you don't want the I don't need no man woman. So you try to find something hopefully in the middle that suits your liking. And I mean, for the women, I would say for some of you take the independence thing way too far. You lead with it, you follow through with it, you give constant reminders of it. I mean, if we're not here to play games and we're here to seriously work on a relationship, you know, we're going to assume that both of us are in our right minds and we're both working towards the same goal. So I don't need to be reminded of how strong you are, because, you know, if I'm anywhere near a decent man, your strength is going to be part of what attracted me to you. So you trying to have a big dick contest with me is just going to eventually turn into a turnoff. You know, and it's the same for the other side. If you just act like a lost sheep that, you know, you haven't been, you know, cut from the umbilical cord, or you need to be on the nipple all day, you know, dudes don't need that either.
I like that. Big mm-hmm. dick contest.
I don't know. I mean, I'm with B. I think it might be the scales in me. That's just how I am. I like things to be balanced. Like, and I actually know how to play the game very well. So, and like Diego said, it is a game. So it's like you have to know how, as a woman, know how to actually let a man be a man, right? But then also, if something were to happen, you could take charge and handle it. So, if he couldn't, so say if you were somewhere and he passed out or whatever and you had to handle things and get him to the hospital, you can't act like you're like, oh, I'm just using that as an example. Like I'm not passing out, but say if he has like a diabetes and he's in a diabetic coma or something, like he could faint. I mean, just saying if there is an emergency, some women don't.
I just picture the man going, oh.
In any instance, like if there's a dilemma, she has to be strong enough to be able to take charge and handle it. Not, oh, I don't know what to do, but I'm just saying. And then in the same instance, let him be a man if everything's okay. Like it's a balance. You can't just be clingy and needy, but you also can't be overbearing.
Okay,
too much.
Okay, I can. You know what I mean? I hear what you're saying.
Okay,
maybe I guess I'm.
That was a bad analogy.
Slightly, but it's okay.
Sorry, can't think of an example.
You got knocked out.
No, if he got knocked out, I'm going home.
Oh, you just gonna leave him on the ground?
I'm sorry, you can't be a punk.
Damn, you can't even.
That's another question for another day.
You can't even help at least help him into the ambulance. Or nothing. Damn,
you better not get knocked out.
You just go, shit. You got knocked the fuck out.
Right, that's all right. I'm gonna get myself home. Thank you. Bye. Wow. Okay. Well.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I actually interpreted the question a little bit differently. So, I don't know. Maybe again, you can help us to streamline the question a little bit, because I might be reading it differently. than everybody else. But my thought, when you said they're not interested in a self-sufficient woman who makes efforts to fit a man into their schedule, I'm like, first of all, I'm like, it's kind of like, okay, a self-sufficient woman, I get it, you know, that's the strong strength thing that, you know, everybody was talking about. But to fit them in their schedule, it's kind of like twofold. It's kind of like you're making time, like, I guess I'll fit you into my schedule. I guess you're okay to, you know. And then on the other hand, it was kind of like, well, if you are a self-sufficient woman and this man is interested in a woman that is clingy and needy, you don't want to be bothered with him anyway. Like, that's not something or someone you should be interested in. You want to be interested in someone, first of all, who, of course, is interested in you being a self-sufficient, I assume, strong woman. That's the kind of man that you need to look for. And if you're looking for a man that's just kind of, you know, interested in somebody who's like a, I don't want to say a damsel in distress because that's so old and easy, but because I can't think of anything else, that's where I'm going to go with that. So, you know, that's not somebody you want to be bothered with anyway. And he's not going to be interested with you anyway, because that's, you're not his type of woman. Like, I had someone years ago tell me that they wouldn't date me because, you know, they wanted to feel needed. And I wasn't really that kind of person, you know, because I was self-sufficient. And I was like, you know what? That's cool. I understand, because, yeah, I can do a lot of stuff by myself, but it's, you know, also with the right person, I would like to do stuff together. But, you know, clearly you're not the person for me, because I'm not that damsel in distress all the time. I mean, you know, sometimes, hey, you know, I can kill a spider by myself, but if it's too huge, I'd like for somebody, a gentleman to step in and kill it for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or if there is something that is heavier than I can lift, I would like a gentleman to come in and lift it for me. You know, so you got to find that balance. And again, if he's not interested in the type of woman that you are, kick his ass to the curb and find somebody that else that is. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Next question. Let's see what we got. We told you we got a lot for y'all today, so hopefully you're still listening. Is a woman wrong for entertaining conversation from someone after her date steps away for longer than 10 minutes? Don't be shy.
Go ahead, jump on it.
I mean, it depends on what the nature of the conversation is.
Right.
You know what I mean? To give an example, I had a situation where just that very thing, I stepped away to use the bathroom. When I came back, you know, my date was in a conversation with someone. Now, I knew from his body language that he was trying to advance. Mm-hmm. I knew from her body language that, you know, she was, I don't want to say oblivious, but just somewhat not picking up on his attempts at right. And, you know, it was even to the point where the people that were with us was like, yo, B, what the fuck's up with that? You know, blah, blah, blah. And some was like, you know, damn, that's kind of fucked up. She's just going to be, you know, just let dude all up in her face like that and whatever. But I was confident enough with the situation that I knew it would get to a certain point. And like pretty much on cue, when he did finally make his move and ask for the number, she was like, oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on. My boyfriend's standing right there. You know, and he was kind of looking dumbfounded like, damn, well, you know, you got me over here rapping my ass off and, you know, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, it depends, again, on how comfortable you are with the situation that you're in and the nature of that conversation.
Sonia?
Yeah, I have to agree with B. So, I mean, if I'm out and you step away, 9 times out of 10, you know, if you're attracted, somebody will come and step to you. This is my thing, though. If he was there before you got there, checking out the scene, then he's a creep because he waited for my man to walk away in order to kind of step. But if he's just walking in and doesn't know. But as a woman, I believe that women have the power to change the conversation any way we want it to go. So basically, straight up, if you come, I mean, you can tell how the conversation is going to go by how he advances. You know, if he offers you a drink, you're like, nope, my boyfriend bought me one already. You know what I mean? You could definitely mm-hmm. squash that. You know, if he's talking about the weather, you could be like, yeah, me and my man. You know what I mean? You can always immediately Absolutely. Reference. Yeah, you know, yeah, me and my man said that. You know, we were talking about that on the way here. It is going to snow tomorrow. So it you cut it off early. There's a way that you can do it without being rude. And then you can also kind of include your man in the conversation when he comes. Oh, yeah, so-and-so. He just said it was going to snow and it'll be a blizzard. You know, whatever. But, I mean, there's some women that love attention. So, and they don't get enough of it. They just welcome that, and it causes a lot of drama. But if you're grown, you actually know how to defuse all of that. There's no reason for drama. But some people they kind of welcome that drama. You know, they like that. Oh, they're fighting over me. You know, that type of thing. But if you're just a grown woman, you can alter the situation very quickly before it gets out of hand.
Okay, before Diego answers the question, I want to go back to B real quick. So she said, is a woman wrong for entertaining conversation? So you guys didn't address whether she was wrong or not.
Depends on what he was saying.
I feel, right. And see, that's where it kind of gets a little murky because, like I said, I was standing close enough and the dude was talking loud enough where I could pick up bits and pieces of the conversation. So he was coming with a weak-ass approach. He was really going around the mulberry bush to get to his point.
He might have been shooting the best game of his life. You don't
he
know.
He might have been, but unfortunately it was weak as hell.
I mean, to you.
But the thing about it is, when it was made clear, it was deaded at that point. So for me, I would just say, do your best not to entertain it. I think that would just be the best way for everyone. Some people have a very approachable demeanor. Some people are just people that can just walk and start talking with strangers and just make conversation. Always think. I think one of the best rules of thumb is, how would you feel if this were going on with the other person? You know what I'm saying? Ask yourself that first. You know you're here with someone and you've been in a conversation for 5 minutes. Would that fly the other way around?
Right.
And I don't, and to be honest, and I don't care how damn innocent the conversation is. Ask yourself that. You know what I'm saying? And like Sonya said, if it's supposed that it is something where you're getting some really good information or some useful information or networking or what have you, that it's at that point that you'll kind of break the conversation and say, hey, baby, come here, I'm sorry. Hey, this is so-and-so. He was just telling me about the MBA program at the University of Maryland, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was telling you that I was applying for that or whatever. You know, then you can kind of clear the air a little bit more with that and kind of let everyone know we're all on the same page here. Mm-hmm. So
okay, so real quick, Sonya. So is she wrong or is a woman wrong for entertaining conversation? So you didn't really say if she was right or wrong or...
No, I don't think she's wrong. I'm the friendly girl. Like, I talk to everybody. I talk to the people in Target. Like, I'm the person that, you know, Black Friday, I went in and I was talking to, you know, one of the salespeople. I was like, hey, was it crowded in here today? You know what I mean? I'm just the person that just talks to people. It's not fresh. I'm just friendly. So, you know, you have to be, but I also like to, I like for my man to be friendly too, but not rude and disrespectful. So there's a way to be friendly without being rude and disrespectful. But was she wrong? No, because this world is comprised of men and women. I can't only expect him to have all male friends. He can't expect me to have all women friends. But like we were saying before, it's a way that you do it. Now, like I said, if you can tell when somebody's trying to like hit on you right away, and you can definitely diffuse that and walk away. Now, like you know, like we were saying, if it's a networking situation and you close yourself off, you could actually close yourself off to a good opportunity. And it could be a good opportunity for everybody. So you kind of just, you know, talk, listen, include your man or whatever. And then, you know, you just make it, hey, this is so-and-so. And you just kind of make it like a friendly thing. But no, I don't think, I mean, if she's entertaining it, but the conversation was innocent or it was like a business venture. Now, if she was entertaining it because she needs some attention and stuff like that. So that's wrong. See, it depends on the motive.
If you're entertaining bullshit, you're wrong.
Right, you're wrong, basically.
I mean, just flat out. I mean, again, we're not here to play games. We're here to find that relationship. We're here to find that person.
Right.
So. Okay.
Okay. So, being a person has been... Yeah, Lord knows she was sitting up there. Like, anyway, but... Sonya networking. Anyway. But anyway, being on both sides of the of this... question. Now, I have met, and it really all depends on where you are. Now, if you're seated at a restaurant, and a dude comes over while your woman is seated at a table in a restaurant, now that's a little sketchy right there, because I mean that means that she needs to say, "Well, I'm with someone, and no, thank you," and you know she can do it however she wants to do it because that's on her. Now, if you're standing at a bar. I mean, case in point, I picked up a chick who was on a date with a dude at a bar. But what happened was I sat there, I watched her. She was sitting by herself for a while. I went over to her, I approached her. I said, "What's going on?" Da 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 da. She said, "Well, I'm on a date." I said, "Well, I've been watching you for about 10 minutes, and where's dude?" And she said, "Well, he's outside smoking." I said, "Well, guess what? I don't think your date's going that well. So why don't you give me your digits?" You know, make it quick, plain, simple, boom, boom, boom. We laughed a little bit. She gave me the number. Dude came back in. I looked at him, gave him that shoulder shrug, like, "Dude, you just lost your bitch." But you know, that's just the way I roll.
Wow.
Because the bottom line is, you was out there for 20 minutes, leaving your girl at the bar unintended, and it was the first date, so you know you was gonna lose your girl. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it was saying that. If she had said, "No, I'm on a date," and everything, that would have respected and everything. But, I mean, you just have to, especially if you have an attractive woman, you just have to figure a dude's going to shoot his shot at your girl. Mm-hmm. And if a dude doesn't shoot his shot at your girl, get another girl because you're ugly. So the bottom line, because nobody wants to be out with an ugly chick.
You got a mud duck you can leave her for an hour?
I was sitting over there like, if nobody's shooting your shot at your girl, then you need to get another girl. Anyway, but the bottom line is, she's not wrong. It's like it's up to her, the woman. It's just like it's up to a guy because, you know, as a guy, we've used to women giving us the eye or giving us a look or slipping us a number and everything like that. So it's up to her to say, "Hey, I'm here with someone and it was nice meeting you, but no, thank you." And as far as networking goes, yeah, I mean, that's nice that, you know, she could say, but, you know, you can sit there, give a card and she can say, "Hey, honey, boo," whatever she's calling you, whatever. "Hey, this guy gave me some information about something that I was interested in," and you just move it forward. But like I said, it all depends on the venue. If you're sitting down at a restaurant, it's a little different than standing up at a bar. I've been at bars where, you know, the woman's guy is roaming around and we're talking and everything. And not that I was trying to crack on her or anything like that, but it was just, we just had a conversation. The guy got mad and came over. So, and, you know, like I say, bottom line, she's not wrong.
Okay. That was it? But you just kind of cut it off.
I'm just saying, but because I ain't trying to be like Sonya to keep on going around the Mulberry Bush. But, you know, like I say before, you know, everyone should shoot their shot. Because until he puts a ring on it, everybody's a free agent.
Well, okay. I kind of feel like you got your answer from everybody. So I'm just going to say.
Keep talking.
Are you wrong? No, you're not wrong. You know, as Sonya is, as I am, I talk to everybody. I don't care. If I'm sitting at a bar and we're all being social, I'm going to talk to someone. I don't even care if my date is sitting beside me on my right. If there's somebody on my left, I'm talking to somebody on my left. Now, granted, I'm not going to have a whole conversation and totally ignore my date you know, that's on my right, but, you know, I'm going to talk to somebody that's on my left, and that's just who I am. And hopefully the person, you know, that I end up with will understand that this is me, you know. And granted, if it's the first date, I'm not going to totally be like, hey, Jim, meet Bob on my left, and we're all going to talk, and we're all going to get together and, you know, network and blah, 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 blah. You know, I'm not going to be disrespectful like that. But if you step away and you're gone for a really long time, that's a problem. Because first of all, what are you doing if you're gone for 10 minutes? Was the line at the bathroom that long? If you're a man, it wasn't. Now, if you're a woman, you step away and you're gone for maybe 10, 15 minutes. The line at the bathroom was that long. So believe that. So if you're going outside to smoke, I don't want to be with you anyway, because I don't like a smoker. Because I don't want to smell like smoke. I don't want to be around with nobody that smells like smoke. So he was probably smoking and talking on the phone. So you don't want to be with him anyway. All right. So bottom line, no, you're not wrong if you're not being disrespectful. If you're being disrespectful to your date, then you are wrong. And we're going to move on from there.
So you think you say I did her a favor?
You said... I get, maybe. I don't know. Do you even talk to her now?
Hell no.
Okay, so you didn't. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
For you, I was a flame. Love is a losing game. Five-story fire as you came. Love is a losing game. One I wish I never played. Oh, what a mess we made. And now the final
Yo, take the window lock off me.
It's crazy.
Move the seat up a little bit, too.
I feel you, man.
Where we going?
On a ride. It's all I need to know.
Talk to
me. It's a shame you don't treat me right.
Nah.
When I stick by your side. Girl, I work this 9 to 5.
Working.
To buy you the things that you like. Cause you know it's real.
It's real, baby.
And you know I does this.
Does
so baby, what's the deal? Why are you showing off in public? So tell me why you're playing games.
Why?
I'm a man. What you say?
What?
Speak up, cause girl, I can't hear you. Tired of getting 50% when I'm near you. Yeah. Like why I'm not giving my all.
Oh.
When you act like you don't care at all.
I'm a sucker for love, but I believe in you, baby, so I'll never give up.
Every time I buy you things, you play the game.
Run.
Welcome
you
back
run,
to IDS Extra Dating Sucks? Question mark. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for your angry, angry text messages that you send to Diego. I greatly appreciate it. No, I'm just kidding. But really, thank you. We really appreciate everyone who sent in questions for today. And again, know that just because we didn't ask all your questions, we will eventually get to them. But, you know, the show can only be so long. So, all right. Well, we have some verbal feedback we're going to play first. And let's hear what we have.
Hey, guys. This is Kiona. I wanted to respond to the online dating segment of Dating Sucks? So two parts. The first thing is I agree that there is a difference between the paid site and the free ones. But when I say the paid sites, I would like to say that eHarmony is in a category all by itself. Like Neen said, it does require you to answer a lot of questions. So if you're not someone who wants to sit down and answer a lot of questions, it will wean you off. Plus, the site is guided, So initially when you're answering the questions, you have no idea what the person looks like. So they just give you a name, you answer like 100 questions, and then at the end of it, they allow you to start, they give you little pieces of the person. So then they give you ultimately the ability to communicate via email so it can go back and forth. But again, eHarmony actually guides it. So you can't just send them your email or they send you theirs. It's not like that. It's like, it really is called guided communication, and it really is guided communication. But what's interesting for me with my experience was that after eHarmony matched me with this person, and he and I met in person and we hung out like 2 or 3 times, I got a notification from eHarmony that told me that if I was in any kind of contact with this person, that they advised me to cease communication, to not see him, but they would not tell me why. So here it is, a site that's supposed to be, you know, notable and safe, matched me with someone who was probably a serial killer. And so it is costly. For women, it's like $65 a month. And for men, it's even more expensive. And even though they let you do the little thing on the weekend or whatever where you get to sign up, it only lets you do the communication. You still never get a chance to see the person until after they've decided that you've had enough communication, you've answered enough questions, and you've paid the full price. The other thing is, dating sucks, I think, for all of us, especially once you're a certain age. And it really does suck because, you know, you have to go through this whole process and you never know until sometime later who it is you're really getting. But I just wanted to say that for B and Diego, every time that you call women a bitch and you talk about how bitchy they are, you just remind me of, in my opinion, it's like Trump grabbing women by the vajayjay. I just think that you're doing it more so with your words. That's it. Take care, guys.
I like grabbing women by the pussy, so.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I at least hope they consent.
Yeesh.
Oh my.
The one that said just grab them in the biscuit.
Yikes. Well, before we go on, that is a rude thing. And then if you're paying for a site, they need to get it together. Can you tell me why you say cease and desist? Because, like, really, is it a rapist or a serial killer? So can I be on the lookout for somebody jumping out from behind a tree or a bush or anywhere?
Or could it have been that the person contacted the site and said, I no longer wish to communicate with this person?
Ooh,
so.
Boy.
You know,
it could have been that, too.
eHarmony is probably the worst site out there because what
Why?
They do. Because what she said, they... You know, the bottom line, it's all visual. I don't care what it is about people say about dating and all of that. It's about visual connection first. And eHarmony don't allow you to look at that person's picture and say, do this person stimulate me on a visual platform before I even want to engage with them? They just rent. I mean, eHarmony will hook you up with a goat. I mean, if you let them do it, oh, this goat, you match perfectly. And so the bottom line with eHarmony is that they're the worst out there because... You know, they try to guide you with all these questions, and you can have all the questions in the world, but if you're not visually stimulated by that person, who cares how nice they are?
So does Match.com, you can see the person's
picture?
Yeah, you
can see the person. I mean, you can see the person's picture at Match.com and all the other ones, but eHarmony, you know, like I said, and I've seen people who are, you know, been matched with, and they just ugly. They just ugly. It's just like, ugh. I told you, I match you up with goats, chips, all kind of people.
Okay, great. Well. Goats, chimps. Okay. Okay, well. Before we move on, Sonia, you have any comments?
No, I just thought that was very informative. I didn't know that eHarmony worked that way. I didn't know, you know, that it was a very strict guided communication. So it was. I was actually surprised by what I heard.
Can I say one more thing? Have you noticed that we did not refer to women as bitches in 2017?
You did say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you did.
Damn, must be ingrained in me. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Gracious.
All right. Well. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna move on, and a little bit more feedback. What up, Dating Sucks fam? I wanted to answer a couple of questions that were that was presented. Hell no, I'm not giving up my pictures. This was about the, remember we were talking about getting rid of pictures that your ex asked about you to get rid of. Like Diego said, those are memories etched in our minds. When I go back and see pictures of my exes and I just cut the dancing out, and I'm not really concentrating on the relationship per se, I'm looking at those as a sign of growth and where I've come from and how much I've changed over the years. Now, one thing I wouldn't do is go through the photo album of my exes with my current partner. A double hell nah. Now, maybe just old photos of me in general, then that's okay. At the end of the day, no one should have to throw away memories. On the mattress situation, I think this was the question we were talking about, getting a new mattress when you moved in with somebody or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So on the mattress situation, shit, if you complain about your ass, if you complain about it, your ass better be ready to go half on it. Myself and the future missus just moved recently and had to purchase a new one. And we had to come off, we had to come up off $6 for a good quality mattress. Tell me where you went so I will not go there. So all I have to say is get ready to cough up some bread because those things are expensive. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Kmart and the missus. So thank you for your feedback, Kmart. Glad you're listening to Dating Sucks, even though you are on the road to marriage.
That's a wonderful thing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, it is.
So, all right, we have some more verbal feedback. Let's hit it.
Hey, guys. This is Kiona. I am calling in response to the Dating Sucks question mark show regarding pictures and how would we prefer to hear from the first encounter whether or not the person found us attractive. Me personally, if I didn't find him attractive, I'd probably wait until the end of the night and tell, or just kind of like say what Diego said, something like a, you know, it was nice meeting you. My famous line is take care. They hear that from me, they know they'll never hear from me again. That's just what I do. But I'd probably not tell him, you know, when we first meet because he could kill me. Something could happen. I don't, you know, I heard Diego say something about him picking up the older lady and taking her someplace. Like, I'd probably not get in the car with someone that, you know, I met online. I'd probably not get in the car with someone that maybe if I met them in person, I just asked to meet them at the place. So in the reverse, if he didn't find me attractive, I'd probably prefer to hear it after the night that he didn't find me attractive. So like when we first met, you know, if he wasn't into me, I'd probably wait to hear what he said at the end of the night. And maybe if he said, you know, this will probably be our last date, or I think we'll be best as friends, or, you know, something like, you know, I'm not really feeling you. I'd probably prefer to hear it at the end of the night as opposed to up front, because I would be so perplexed, you know, the whole entire time thinking like, if he said it up front, I'd probably go home thinking about like, why, like what, you know, whatever, like, why would he say it like that? Like, why would he say it at the beginning? I don't know. I just think that maybe for me, I would, like, even when I was not attracted to someone that I met the first time, I still just went along with it, you know, made the best, because even though people always put so much emphasis on physical attraction, I think that those kind of things wear away. So it was important for me when I went on the first date that even when I did not find him attractive, that I gave him at least the opportunity to hang out and see maybe if, you know, he was attractive by some other means. Like, you know, like I said, his personality, his character, whatever. Maybe guys don't usually give women that benefit, you know, if they don't find us attractive, then they'll just say it. But that's the reason why I would probably prefer to hear it, later. You know, just me as a whole person, not just my looks, you know. Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for your feedback. I just want to say, yeah, if it's not working, tell me up front. I don't want to sit through some bullshit, which could be an hour, could be 2 hours, it could be 3 hours. At the end, for you to tell me, you know what? Hey, girl, no, this is not working. And I'm going to do a Diego and a Sonia moment real quick. So I met, so I went out, hung out with some friends, and we were at this restaurant, and I don't know why I ended up talking to this guy, and we have a great conversation. I swear we were talking to each other for like 30 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, and we're just going back and forth, and I'm like, and everything is flowing, and I'm like, okay, he's cute. You know, I'm not like super like, oh yeah, he cute. But I'm like, you know, he's cute, you know, in a great conversation, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And shame on me that I didn't pay attention, but I was like, wait, I said, you married? He's like, oh yeah, I'm married. I'm like, oh man, I done wasted all my time talking to you and you married. But of course he was one of those people who I'm like, I'm married, but ... Mm-hmm. Nope. No, thank you. You wasted 30, 40 minutes of my time. Now I'm gonna go back over here. Whatever. But yeah, no, if there's no attraction automatically off the brick, you know, and you're not attracted to me, no, I'm gonna need you to tell me up front. You want to go to the bathroom, send me a text, whatever. I don't care. Just let me know. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to take it personal because I can't take on the weight of the world. Everybody's not going to be attracted to you. That's just how the world works. Everybody is not going to find you attractive. As cute as you may be or you may think you are, everybody's not going to find you attractive or not going to mesh with your personality. It's just how it is. And I'd rather know up front than at the end of the date because I've wasted my time, mm-hmm. and I could have been doing other things.
Plus, you kind of, as from the ladies' standpoint, you know, if you go through the whole date, then tell them, you run the risk of the whole, oh, you using me, you a gold digger, blah, blah, blah. You just trying to get a free meal. And not that you give a fuck, but, you know, who wants to be subjected to that? And why put yourself in that position? If you know off the hello that this is a no-go, you know, you might want to let that be known in a polite way. Maybe you guys are sitting chat as friends, and maybe, you know, a pure friendship can spawn from it, you know. But I wouldn't sit through a meal or an evening or something with someone that, where, especially when I know that they may be interested, or I'm assuming they're interested, because I might say, hey, I don't think this is a good go. They might be like, oh, Lord, you beat me to it, you know. And then, shit, we might be homies. Who the fuck knows?
Well, like I said before, if people just do this simple thing, especially when you're meeting someone for the first time, coffee. That's all you got to do. You don't have to worry about taking this person out, them spending money, them ordering from the fucking side of the menu, and then you have to put them in your radar. Just simply go for coffee or a nice little dessert where you can sit there and you chat it up for about 40, 30, 45 minutes, depending on how well you get along. And if it doesn't work out, well, it was a pleasure meeting you. Take care. You know? Like I say, these guys, stop spending your money. Come on. It costs too much to date, you know, and taking a chick, you know, out every time you meet them. Simple coffee. See if they're worthy of your time and your dollars.
Or vice versa. See if he's worthy of your time and your time.
In your dollars.
Yeah, well, in
God
his dollars.
Goddamn it, pick up the tab in some goddamn time.
Well, not on the first date, you ain't picking up no damn tab. Tab.
Y'all beat
well,
me. Pick
well,
up the
anyway,
tab.
I'm just saying in my case, you don't have to, you could just have tea. I don't drink coffee, but I'm just saying, yeah, I agree with Diego on that point. Yeah, tell me in the beginning, don't have me sitting there no 30, 40 minutes and you, vice versa.
You ugly, but I'm sure we'll buy you coffee.
Ooh, y'all are dry. You know what? Speaking of that, I actually was watching Fox 5 DC. Shout out to Good Day DC. Woo woo. And they were saying the top first date hot spots. And I was a little surprised, but apparently Diego is right. Number one is Starbucks. I was like, what? Y'all cheap mother. Hunch? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm just playing. Number two was In-N-Out Burger. So those that shout out to the people that live in Cali. Three was Chick-fil-A. Four was Central Park. So shout out to the New York people. And number five was Panera Bread.
Right, see?
So, you know, you don't always have to go out and do it up big, you know, on a first date. Right. You know, you can just meet somebody. And I dig that. You meet for coffee and, you know, like she was saying in her message, you know, instead of going on the date and it being a long time, meet for coffee, see if you like the person, see if you're interested. If you see them, you're like, whoa, not new. Then you can just have coffee and talk to them and see, is it going to be something? Is it not going to be something? Because, you know, it's like, I think you should at least probably engage them a little bit because you never know. Maybe sometimes, I don't know, not with necessarily with men, but with women, maybe initially off the, you know, brick, we're not, you know, physically attracted to you, but, you know, through conversation and having, you know, you might be funny or there might be something else there. Oh, no, Sonya? Okay. Well, all right, moving on. Sonya gave me this look that she was like, no, you're incorrect. All right, well, there are sometimes somebody you're not automatically attracted to, and then you have conversation with them and, you know, they're funny or whatever, then something, you know, sometimes you find yourself attracted to them. Still no? Okay. All right. Well, just me. All right. Okay. Well, all right. Moving on to the next question then, so we can kind of get closer. Yeah. Moving on to the next question.
Okay. So this one came in. Kind of wanted to send this guy a cyber hug because I kind of know how he feels. I've heard this from a few fellas, actually. But the gentleman chimed in and he said, Big B, Dating Sucks crew, I need your help. One evening while I was relaxing with my girlfriend after a beautiful day, she was looking through the newspaper and some of the ads, and she asked me to start looking at one of the advertisements for one of the jewelry stores. And she was like, you know, here, let me show you what kind of ring that I want. And, you know, if ever it got to the point that you wanted to propose to me. I responded to her that when I propose, it's going to be a surprise all the way around. I want to use my skills of knowing you and make an assumption on what I think that you would like, and definitely take into consideration what we can afford and what have you when that moment comes. She then went on to get upset and say that it was very selfish of me that, you know, for something that means so much to the woman, meaning the diamond ring, that I wouldn't take time to find out exactly what it is she desired. So he's asking, please help me. Was that being selfish of me?
No.
I would go and say yes, it was. Because if you're with this woman and, yeah, you might want it to be a surprise and, you know, when you do it and everything like that, but you still want to get her opinion on what she likes. Because what if you went and bought a ring and it's totally sucked? So you still want to say, you know, something, okay, let's go look at rings. Let's go see, you know, what you like, what kind of diamond, so forth and so on, what type of setting and everything like that. Because you, I mean, it's her ring. So you still want to keep in mind this is a ring for her. Now, when it comes down to the ultimate purchasing of the ring, yeah, it is on you. But you still want to get her input on it. So if that's someone that you're in love with, that you're even contemplating about getting married to, yeah, I mean, yeah, that is kind of selfish of you not to get her input on this. And I thought that, I mean, I think that was it within her rights to say, hey, this is what I like. Let's go look at rings, so forth and so on. I mean, that's just the way you do it.
Whoa. I don't know. I don't agree
surprised.
With that.
I'm surprised by the answer.
Me
not
too.
To cut you off.
I am
Sonya.
Too. I am
I feel
too.
Like yeah. Where did Diego go?
I know. I don't know. I mean, it all depends. I mean, I wish I had more, like, I need some more information. My thing is, I believe in things need to happen organically. I mean, not saying that they weren't thinking about marriage, but the thing was it he wasn't there yet. yeah, he was looking at her like, yeah, I'm going to marry you. But right at this minute, I'm not thinking about that right now. Or just let me process this for a minute. You know, I think sometimes women kind of like just try to, you know, push things too far. Let it happen organically, because I'm telling you, if he wants to marry you, if he wants you, you will know. To me, you will know. And it just depends. Yes, Diego, yes, stop shaking your head. Yes. And my thing is, okay, so he's going to get you a ring. I mean, and eventually he is going to say, hey, but while we're at the whatever jewelry store, let's take a look, you know, look in here and tell him. I mean, but for her to say, well, turn to the advertisers, let me show you. It's a little bit thirsty. I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm just saying. I don't write the rules. That's just real quick. Not saying that she shouldn't have an input on her ring. I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying that. That's bullshit. Because no. The bottom line, if a woman don't sit up there and say, look, come on. We all know that when people sit up there and, oh, he'll get around to it, it'd be 12 years later before that nigga get around to it. She's still sitting up there thinking that it's going to happen organically.
You crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying. Look, if you want to get married, this with women, and this is a problem with a lot of women. That's what they do. They sit there thinking that it's going to be the guy's idea that I'm going to marry you. This nigga will keep you on the hook for 12 or 10 years, whatever the kind of years.
Well, you're talking to the wrong one.
Well, I mean, no. You got girlfriends out there, and I know people out there who do the same bullshit, so don't even try it like that. Well, so the bottom line is, if you want to get married, and this dude, you sit there and say, look at the paper, and you give him the hit like a motherfucker, look, I'm ready to get married, and he's not getting the hit, you give him a few more ticks.
He knows
more ticks,
you want to get married.
Just because he knows is another thing. You give him a few more ticks on the clock, and if he's not making that move, you need to bounce out of there. Otherwise,
I somehow feel like
years.
We left the question.
Right. That's why
talking
I
about when and if we get married. Okay, it's right. About the ring. Was right. He selfish for responding to her in the sense of saying, you know, when it comes to getting the ring, you know, I'm going to use the information that I've collected over the years and the time of being with you, and I'm going to try to make, you know, to me, it's like, for instance, for me, you know, I know my girl likes a particular flower. So when I went out to get flowers for her, I know what to look for because I know what she likes. And I got that information by listening to her. So, you know, I didn't call and say, hey, what's your favorite flower or whatever, and tip her off that some kind of surprise could be coming. You know what I mean? It's I did my due diligence in the relationship to do the research, find out what it is she likes or what have you. Now, to the guy, I say this, or to the girl, if you want to relate it back to her, is she to say that you would not have put your time in to find out what she wants? I don't mean to jump over you on your answer, but I'm just, I guess, kind of on a roll here. I mean, it's just like give him a chance. You know what I'm saying? Before you boss over the situation and say, oh, this is what the hell it's going to be, you know, or what have you. If you're with this dude, or if the situation is right, this dude should know minimal things about you. And your likes are one of them.
Right.
Right. I will say I agree with part of what you were saying, that I think that if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're leaning towards marriage, that this is a person that should know you very well. And somewhere in that conversation somewhere over the course of that relationship, that I'm sure you probably have expressed what kind of ring that you'd like if you ever got married, or if you were just a plain band girl, or if you like a princess cut, or if you like a, you know, square diamond, a round diamond, or whatever that you like. And if this is the man for you or the woman for you, you know, you would go to the store and get whatever, you know, you thought was right for her, and be happy. You know, and granted, you know, I know sometimes, you know, people come back and they have like the size of a diamond. It may not be the exact size that you want. You know, maybe it's what the person can afford at the time. And, you know, maybe as life changes and goes on, you guys can, you know, do a little bit of an upgrade mm-hmm. of the diamond. But, you know, I would say depending on how old you are and, you know, and if and depending on if you really love this person, you know, be cool with what they give you. You know whatever that person gives you is from the heart, and know that, you know, this person I'm sure went out and did the best that they could at the time, you know, that they gave you that ring, you know. And again, who's to say that you can't upgrade it, you know, maybe, you know, 2 years from then or 5 years or whatever the anniversary is for mm-hmm. diamonds. I don't know, because I am not married.
25?
I don't know. Well,
75.
Oh, no, not 75. 75 seems kind of old.
To upgrade your rate?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, that seems really old.
The anniversary, every anniversary is a stone or
right,
something.
Right, right. But I mean, well, something. Let's not hope 75. But, you know, either way, like, if it's somebody that you love and you care about and you really want to be with, don't be that petty. If he goes, you know, gets down on his knee and he proposes to you, and it may not be the exact cut, you know, stone that you want, you know, don't be like, oh, okay, I would say yes, but that is not the diamond or the size or blah 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 that we talked about. You know, then if that's the case, then that's not the person you need to marry. You know, that means that relationship is doomed if you are that petty that you're going to say that to that person that supposedly you love and that you've been with for X amount of years or months or whatever it may be. Regarding what Diego said about being 12 years or 10 years, I think that's
60.
Well, nope, we're not doing that because then we're going to be dead.
And 75th is diamond and gold.
Okay, we're not doing that. That's too old. Upgrade before then, please. Thanks. I'm thinking like 5-10 years, you know, when we do better. But, you know, like I was saying, with Diego saying you're hanging around for 10 or 12 years, that's because you want to hang around for 10 or 12 years. Mm-hmm. And you're still hanging around without a ring. So maybe you really don't want to be married to that person, or you're just secretly hoping that maybe one day he or she will say yes. Then that's your fault.
Right.
You know, then I turned that finger on you. That's your fault that you're hanging around for that long. But I'm not even going to give you 10 or 12 years. I'm going to say, if you want to be married and you're with somebody and it's been like 3 years, or depending on your age, 3 years, then again, turning the finger on you. So
I said, give them a band.
Hey guys, and that doesn't let you off the hook. I mean, you need to, like I said, put in that work, you know, find out, take your girl to, while you're in the mall, pop into a jewelry shop and say you want to look at some watches. And while you're looking at watches, you know she's going over to them diamonds.
Wait a minute, hold on though, real quick. Sorry to interrupt you. But if you take me into a jewelry store and we're looking at rings and watches and whatever, and you don't propose to me in that year, I'm going to fight you.
Okay, I'm going to fight you or leave you
because you got me sized.
You can go in there and say that you're going in and look at this watch that you read about or whatever. You want to see it up close and see if it's worth it or whatever. You know, while you're looking at watches, she's probably going to wander over to the diamonds or whatever. And you can get the salesperson to probe her for information on what kind of diamond you like, what kind of da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Do your due diligence. Find out what your woman likes and then go at it that way. But all I'm saying is, women, don't boss over the situation like this is what it's going to be, when it's going to be, how it's going to be, because...
No man wants that.
I personally think what you guys should do now, from now on... and honestly get them a band and let them work their way up to that diamond.
All right.
Everybody know what big diamonds are divorced. Everybody know what bands are happily married.
Exactly. So let them get that band, and if they're still around after 5 years, then we can work up to a diamond. Not a big diamond, but a regular size diamond.
They're what's a regular size diamond?
I would say a regular size, good size diamond is like two carats. You know, regular size diamond.
Okay.
And then work their way up on the next anniversary. But, you know, you got to put equity in there. So,
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with a band.
All right. Okay. No, it's not wrong with the band. Mm-mm. I mean, absolutely not. So sometimes, you know what? Before we move on, I'm sorry. Sometimes, honestly, the ring is more about the man, too, than it is the woman. Mm-hmm. So let's keep that real, too. Because mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, it's like for a man, it's like the ring actually shows to other people, hey, this is what I got my boo. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm bringing to the table.
Right.
You know, so let's keep that in mind, too. It's not just, you know, the woman being like, oh, look at this big rock on my finger. Well, you know, it's that it goes the other way, too.
Right now,
I'm lady, that's going to be the man. And when it goes soft, he's going to be like, get my ring back.
Right.
I'm no, you can't get your ring back. And the law is you mess up, I keep the ring. I mess up, you get the ring back. That's the way it goes.
I'm doing aluminum foil.
Don't marry Diego.
The shiny kind, though.
All right. Don't marry Diego. All right. So we're going to move on to the next question because I think we have one more after this one. And we're already over the, 1 hour mark? All right. So why are full body shots photos so important to men? Why are full body shot photos so important to men? I feel like I need Diego to answer this first.
Oh, gosh.
Because he's touched on this before in the past, mm-hmm. and we need to hear why full body shot photos are so important to men.
Okay, well, first of all, anyone, I don't know who asked that question, but come on. When is the last time that you dated someone in a wheelchair? Okay? When was the last time? No, seriously. I mean, the bottom line is this. No one dates a head. And no one dates a torso, okay? Remember the head detective on In Living Color? Okay. No one's dating him, okay? No one's dating a torso. Go, wow, look at her torso, okay? I need to see what you look like full from legs to your head. I need to see what you look like, okay? And don't have busted shoes on because I will penalize for you that, okay? But the bottom line is every man out there is visual. And it has nothing to do with your size. Because all sizes are beautiful, you know, as long as you have a waist, that's, you know, all sizes are beautiful. So it has nothing to do with the size you are, but we want to see what we're getting. We want to see from the titties to the ass to the legs, okay? So that's sitting up there doing that little size shot that a lot of you women do or that head shot. What the hell is that? You know? What the hell is that? So basically, when we go out, you're just going to bring your torso and your head, and the rest of you just going to sit in the car or something like that, wait on us? Okay. Stop thinking that guys are not visual. We are visual creatures. We don't give a damn about your education, how you read to blind children in your spare time.
At first.
Well, at first, I'm just saying initial. I mean, we want you to be a good person. But the bottom line is, we want to. I mean, it all depends on what we're going to do with you. I mean, if you're just someone we're going to do, we don't give a shit what you do. You could be a serial killer in your spare time for all we care. But the bottom line, if we're interested in you and we want to get to know you, we need to be attracted to you first. So enough of these little head shots and these little twisted, contorted body shots where just half your body.
I know my
and
ankles,
like that.
Though.
Right. But the bottom line, but I mean, even if you have thick ankles, some guys out there like
thick
ankles.
I said angles. Angles.
No, but even the angles, but the bottom line, we need a full body picture. You only need two pictures on the online. Really one. Just put a full body picture up there. You don't have to do an ass shot or anything like that. But let us see what you're getting. You know? I mean, because a lot of times when women just do half body shots, I'm expecting you strolling in there with a wheelchair or something like that. So the bottom line, enough of that bullshit, okay? If you're online, stop bullshitting. Okay, this 2017, everyone has, you know, phones that are, you know, smartphones. You can take pictures of all, you can get your friends to take a picture. Stop the selfies, too.
I was going to say, my dad doesn't.
Yeah, well, at a certain age, you should have a cell phone that takes pictures. But enough of the torso and head shots, okay? What you hiding? That's it.
All right, Sonya, you bobbing your head up and down. So what are you trying to say?
I actually agree with him, and I'm just very surprised that I do agree with Diego at this point. If you do know anything about men are very visual. But also, that also goes for women, too. I'm a very visual person. Some women are, you know, not, but I am. And I like to, I mean, some guys, especially of a particular age, they have stomachs. Like they have the one pack instead of the six pack. They have the one pack. And so they try to take pictures of just, you know, the torso and everything. And then you don't see the one pack until after you go for coffee. But, yeah. So, you know, I also like to get a, have a full body shot. Don't take the picture of yourself in the car sitting down, you know, or, you know, whatever, like at your desk at work. And I want to see the whole thing, but that's, but it's basically the same thing, what Diego's saying, because you kind of just want to see what you're getting. Then even if you do have a little stomach, it's okay, you know, if that's what you're into. But I just want to know that the stomach is there beforehand. Well, I'm just saying.
So, to all the headshot people, be it guy or girl, next time you go to buy a vehicle, just tell the dealer to take a picture of the emblem on the car and then fill out your paperwork and sign for a $30,000-$40,000 car by just that picture of the emblem without seeing it, without, you know, seeing its exterior, interior, see what it does or whatever, or knowing a little something about it. You know, that's what it all comes down to. I mean, when you're on dating sites or what have you, you know, people want to see the goods. I mean, there's no really other way to sugarcoat it. You're advertising yourself, whether you know it or not. And, you know, like Diego said, it's not just about your assumed pretty face. You know, people want to see what the whole package is. Just so, not that they may not like the package. You know, and the funny thing about it is you might be excluding a hell of an audience that might like what you have to offer, but you know, you're chasing one person that may not, and people that might want to inbox you or whatever, you know, they can't see. Some people like that good, that good roll 11. You know what I'm saying? So
slide into my DMs,
Yeah, you know, so I mean, it's not that bad. Just be real about it. I mean, that's what you're going about is everybody say, I want a real man, I want a real one. Well, really show what the fuck you got. Show what's out there.
You are on display. Stop faking it. That's the whole purpose. You are on display.
Plus, people that are good at it will look at your double chin and know what's below it anyway. So
yeah. They will not, if you show, if you know your angles, you can do it where there isn't a double chin.
I can dig it. But, yeah. You know.
Because mean nose or angles.
My boy that's on the site, that when he shows me the pictures and be like, what you think of her? I'll be like, what other pictures she got? And when he flips in this head and shoulders, I'm like, she a big girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't be ashamed to be a big girl on social media, man.
Because big girls are sexy, too.
You know what I'm saying? And there's definitely people out there that like big girls.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. Although, sometimes, I mean, I'm going to keep it real. Sometimes Diego and I flip through, you know, pictures and we're just like, oh, girl, wait, what? Because, you know, it's not always big girls. It's like women in general. Let's be honest. That won't always show, you know, who they really are or what they really look like. Hey, man, forget it. If you're going to put yourself out there, which is kudos to you already for putting yourself out there on a dating site. If you're going to do Poof, as he puts it, Plenty of Fish, or if you're going to do Match or eHarmony or whatever, that's a big step. Just go ahead. Do that head shot. Do that waist shot. And then do a full body shot. So that way, you know, do it in different poses where it's like, hey, I'm out having fun. Hey, I'm out doing this. Hey, I'm out doing that. And this is who I am. And, you know, introduce yourself. If you're going to do it, you might as well do it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to put yourself out there, just go ahead and go full balls to the wall. Because, you know, I mean, why not?
Right.
We all have that inner voice that when we see that one face or shoulder shot, we say to ourselves,
oh, you know what?
It just, the bell just goes off in your head. It's just,
and that's why I'm not going online.
No, but like I said, it has nothing to do with the body types, because there's a body type there out there for everybody.
Absolutely. It's, and like I said, like, you know, you might be hiding the goods from the right person.
Yeah, right. Like, some guys true like that. A woman with breasts sitting on their stomach. I mean, some guys like that. It all depends.
Yeah. I mean,
wait, what? Hold up, huh?
He said breast said.
I know. I'm like, wait, what?
But yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
stop hiding.
No, when you say your breast stop here and your stomach stop right, here.
Right. And your breasts are catching a ride but
not,
on your stomach.
That's not really sitting on it, though.
Yeah, they're sitting right, yeah, up right on that.
Oh, yeah, stomach.
Are we saying with the bra or without a bra? Because, I mean, with, that could be.
Or both.
We have both.
Yeah, okay. Both.
But, all right. I mean, I'm just, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
They take it a ride, you know.
Some men don't care. They don't care. Just as long as they real. They be like, I don't care. They're right. Real.
I mean, just like some dudes, you know, your breasts could be sitting on your stomach.
That's right.
Some women don't care.
Yeah. Right. Like I
say,
like all of that.
Like I say, just
lift that joint up. There'll be little Doritos and Oreo particles.
You might
want a
snack for the movie.
You know?
Yeah, you can hide drinks under there and stuff like that.
The bottom
line, pop my flask, shit.
Like Queen Dean said, you're out there. That's half the battle of just being out there. And if you really, truly try to meet someone, just be out there. Just put yourself out there full tilt.
Okay. All right, well, let's get into the next question because we have one more after this. And I'm like, whoop, we're going to give y'all what we got. All right, so the next question is, how can you become a more effective communicator with the opposite sex when it comes to what you need sexually and emotionally in a relationship? Oh, y'all look puzzled. Let me read that one more time. Everybody looked off into space like I came up with EMC, E equals MC squared times the weight of the world times divided by Trump is about to be president divided by some other stuff. So let me ask one more time. How can you become a more effective communicator with the opposite sex when it comes to what you need sexually and emotionally in a relationship?
It's very easy.
How? Can you become an effective communicator? How is it easy? help this person to help this person.
Okay. So let's just assume that you have already had sex with this person. And, right, I'm just going to assume that. Or, you know, even, okay, let's just say you were. And then there's some things that you want to try, or there's some things that maybe he or she's not doing that you would like to try, or you want to do it, you're used to doing it, whatever. You just say, hey, babe, you know what I like? And you just say it. You say, I like when you put your, you know, blah, 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 you know, in the da-da-da.
You like when what?
What are we,
in
kindergarten shit?
When you put your tongue what?
Right. I like when you put your tongue here, when you put your fingers there, when you do this thing and the same thing, you know. But, I mean, it's you just open it up. You have to because if you do not, you will be sexually frustrated and you will end up cheating. So if you really, really care about this person, no.
Mm-mm.
No.
All that end up cheating shit.
No, so it's not
cheating. If you a cheater, you going to cheat.
You cheated, right.
That's true.
Bad sex ain't going to make you cheat. Bad sex should make you exit a relationship.
Well, okay, so you end up leaving.
Well, keep in mind, they said sexually and emotionally, so we're not just talking about sex, people.
Okay. So how do you communicate?
How do you communicate? What they're saying is, how do you communicate with the opposite sex and tell them what it is you want?
Well, you just have to say it.
Let me just say it like this. First of all, you have to be honest with yourself. And that's what you have to start with. And to be an effective communicator, you first have to know what you really want to communicate with to communicate and relate to that other person. And that's the first start, okay, is knowing thyself first. Because you can sit there and say any bullshit to someone, but not really mean what you really want to say. And we all run across or know people who do that all the time. But so what I'm saying, first of all, when it comes to any situation, whether it comes with sex or anything, or just being with someone, you got to know yourself first. You have to, and at this stage of the game, you have to say, what do I really want from my partner? Okay? Not what society thinks that I should want, or, you know, my girlfriends or whatever like that. But what do you or your guy friends, what do you really want from your partner? And if you have an open communication and real honest communications, the other part is going to come to you, because if you're honest, that person is going to say either yay, I can do that, or nay, I can't.
Pineapple.
Yeah.
That's a safe word.
That's a safe word.
That's a universal safe word.
So the bottom line, if you're one of those women, and I think a lot of women kind of hide their sexuality because they're afraid that this person might think that they're a freak or whatever their terminology that they think this person might think of them, and they get caught up in this rut or this non-sexual relationship that they're not being fulfilled. And same thing with guys. You got to express what you want. And as far as your emotions and everything that goes along with it, like I said, you got to be honest with yourself. If you like your dick sucked, tell the woman, hey, look, I need my dick sucked. Okay? There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you don't suck my dick, we ain't going to make it.
Right.
Same thing with women. Mm-hmm. I want my pussy eat. If you're not, part of taste and development,
you can't hang.
Then you can't be with me. Mm-mm. Because that's what I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the bottom line, you have to sit there and outline and say, this is what I want from my partner. And if you can't bring that to the table, you know,
then we're not going to make it. Right.
And be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bottom line, it's nothing worse. You know, that you have to keep pushing someone's head down. They keep rising up on you. You pushing their head down, they rising up.
You said you was going to do it.
Yeah, really.
You said when we got married.
Bitch, did I just tell you I need my dick sucked? Now, suck my dick and stop playing. Don't let me have to grab your arms. So the bottom line is, if you're an effective communicator, you'll be able to get that done. So.
I can't take it.
Oh, you took notes. Okay, well, let's hear what you got to say, Big B.
Okay, so some of these are going to be directly for physical. Some of them can go for both physical and emotional. The first thing, shut the fuck up and do it. We're grown here, okay? There ain't no manual to sex. There ain't no nothing. If you want some sex, go get some sex. If I'm asleep, you know where the dick is. Go get it, wake it up, and put it to work.
Yeah.
Let's just stop being children, okay? Want some dick, go get some dick. Want some pussy, go get some pussy. Okay? The next thing I would say is speak, don't nag. Okay? If you want to communicate something, people are going to be more apt to listen to you if you're speaking with them and not fussing at them. Okay. Third thing I say is initiate. You know what I'm saying? Be willing to be part of the team. Don't just point out everything else is going on. Get in the game. The next one is, and Ms. Stone, you're probably going to attest to this, make learning fun. You know what I'm saying? You want somebody to learn something, if they have fun doing it, they're more apt to want to continue to do it.
Indeed. How can you make learning fun?
Oh, you can make that fun.
Make learning fun. It's. We'll put it this way. A lot of women know how to make it not fun.
So Amen.
Do the opposite of what you did in the past. With the last sour nigga that you're writing letters about right now. Okay? Make it fun. Make your desires fun. You know what I'm saying? If you want that pussy eating or whatever, you know, get up, go get the whipped cream, get the Cool Whips, slap it on the pussy. See what happens. Make it fun. You laugh, you giggle, you have fun, you know, whatever. Make it fun. Just don't make it a chore.
Right.
Okay? Next thing I would say is learn your mate, you know. Find out if there may be underlying reasons why, you know, what you want to happen is not happening. Mm-hmm. And last, but definitely not least, is for whatever is not taking place, be man or woman enough to look at yourself first as the potential problem. Don't just, you know, my coach used to always say, you know, when you point the finger, you got three more pointing back at you. So look at what you bring into the table. You want that pussy eating, but your pussy smell like full-court basketball.
Mm-mm. Oh, my.
Nobody's going to be lining up to eat that.
No. Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? So get your body together. Get yourself together. Look at the things that you like. Try to figure out why it's not happening. And then work outward.
Is that after a good run?
Don't matter.
Hey.
Never
but you know what,
like
son?
That.
But hey.
Sometimes a sweaty pussy is good.
Sometimes a sweaty pussy is good. especially, and I'll give you a perfect example. If if I'm somewhere like a work setting or whatever, and the next person over there is eating their lunch and they might be eating some French fries with ketchup on it, and I'm not eating anything, that ketchup stinks. Uh-huh. But if we both eating ketchup, ketchup smells actually good as a motherfucker.
Come here, girl.
So that's what I'm saying. That workout shit.
Don't shower.
That workout shit could be good if we both got finished doing a nice little workout and a run.
That's what I'm saying.
And we both got a little bit of funk going on. Hey, we just got to, you know, worry when the kids get home. They looking around the house like, what the fuck happened here? Yeah. But
it's a crime scene.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you don't want that lettuce smell.
Yeah. That's right. But, you know, if you just going to bring home, you know, if you going to bring home the funky work tail and want somebody to you know.
Some people like that.
I like funky work tail.
I was going to say. Their person to be like, oh, you were outside playing so basketball.
That's when
like
you
that.
Resort back to the last one and learn your mate.
Right. And exactly. You know what? I can't remember what the second. What was the second to the last thing you said?
Second to learn your mate.
No. Before. Second. Before that.
Make learning fun.
Yes. So I do agree with that. Make learning fun and definitely know your mate. So you can be a well. Okay, let me back up. Know yourself first because you have to know what you like and what you don't like. And so by that, I mean, well, first of all, I should have been like, the In Deep Show IDS Extra is for people over the age of 18. If you are not over the age of 18, please just, okay. It's a little late to say.
Don't tell your mama we told.
Right, okay. Don't, yeah. You didn't hear it from us. But I'm going to hope... First of all, it starts with you. You should be able to be, as an adult, you should be able to communicate with someone what you like and what you don't like. You like fingers? You don't like fingers. Hey, stop that. I don't like that. Or you could say it in a nice way. Whatever way it is, be able to tell somebody what you like and what you don't like. And this cannot necessarily just be sexual or, you know, we're just saying period. I'm saying period in general. Like you're at work and somebody does something that you don't like, be able to tell them, hey, I don't like that. I don't like when you do X, Y, and Z. Or even in a friendship, I don't like when you do or when you said X, Y, and Z. In a relationship, I don't like when you said X, Y, and Z. Because that starts the open dialogue. Oh, you don't like that, but maybe tell me what it is you do like if the person is adult enough. Tell me what it is you do like, you know, and learn your body. Learn when you learn your body, you know what you like, maybe another relationship, somebody touched you here, you know, and you're like, oh, that worked, you know, and in another relationship, somebody touched you that you were there and you're like, ugh, didn't like that. No, nobody can do that again. You know, so learn yourself first. And then you can be an effective communicator to other people that you date, you know. And thank you for sending in that question because clearly it was a great question. Mm-hmm. And clearly, it opened the door for more.
Don't be afraid to be dancing.
It opened the door.
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to be dancing.
Not at all.
Yeah. Well, if that's who you are and that's who you want to be, mm-hmm. if you are, quote unquote, nasty, because like you were saying earlier, Diego, the term freak is relative because what's freaky to you may not be freaky to Sonia. What's freaky to Sonia may not be freaky to B. What's freaky to B may not be freaky to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So the term is relative. So, you know, if that's who you want to be and you want to explore, find somebody you're comfortable exploring with. If you find somebody that's like, oh, no, ew, yeah, I can't do that, then that is not the person you want to be emotionally mm-hmm. and sexually open with because, you know, those two, to me, they go hand in hand.
And they're going to stunt your growth.
Yes,
right. You know what I'm saying? You can't be who you want to be. You know, let your freak flag fly.
The nasty is good.
It is good.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. That sounds like their Match.com profiles or their Poof profiles. Anyway.
We had that one slogan.
You know what I'm saying? Nasty is good. That sounds like a t-shirt. Hashtag nasty is good.
Dot, dot, dot.
All right. Before we get to the last question again, I want to say thank you for listening to the show. You know, thank you for sharing the show. We greatly appreciate you. Thank you for sending your questions. You can still send in questions. We promise we will do another show. You can send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. And the number is, God, I felt like I haven't said the number in so long. I can't even remember what the number is. 202.
750.
1IDS. Okay.
1437.
Yep. See, partner in crime over there. Thank you very much. So share the show, please. Thank you. So the last question is, we're going to keep it a little, well, I want to say light, but with this crew, you never know. Whatever happened to the fun in dating?
Ooh, do you want me to jump on that one?
I'm just saying, like, y'all was Chatty Cathy okay. 2 seconds ago. You know, now nobody got nothing to say.
I'm going to just make this very simple.
So okay, that's fine.
The fun in dating is still there. I think people just make it way too complicated. Mm-hmm. Okay, dating is simple. Dating means that you and the other person meet at a neutral spot, whether it's the movies, whether it's dinner, whether it's the museum. It's not going to his house. It's not going to her house. It is sitting together somewhere and communicating and learning one another. That's all dating is. Dating is not saying that, okay, we have met, so therefore I owe you anything. Like a lot of women think that, you know, because you date a guy, whether he takes you out to dinner or whatever he takes you or whatever the case may be, that you owe something. That is not dating. Dating is fun, because if you look at dating as a simplistic method that it is, it's all about getting to know people, okay? And for everyone that you meet, you're getting to know something about that person. It might not be a mesh with you and that person, but you can take that little nugget that you learn and move on to the next dating. That's all dating is. I think people make dating way too complicated. Mm-hmm. They make it too stressful, too complicated, because they think that, well, if I do this, then this person's going to expect this and so forth and so on. No. Keep it simple. Keep mm-hmm. it fun. You know, that's all it really is.
Yeah. I agree. It's all in what you make it. Just because you date a lot of people doesn't mean that you're sleeping with all of them. Just keep it light. Dating is fun. And may the best man win. That's all I got to say. I was going to keep it like that.
Okay, you're speaking for yourself. Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. I would say, well, what are you doing to make dating fun? Are you making any suggestions for any fun activities? Are you just like, you know, letting that person make all the decisions? Or are you making any suggestions where you could say, you know, if they're like, hey, you've already gone out to Starbucks for coffee, you know, you've gone to Panera for lunch, or, you know, what else are you doing? Are you saying, hey, let's go rock climbing, you know, at this place. Let's go, you know, drive, the go-kart? You know, let's go go-karting. Let's go, you know, to a randomly silly movie to see like a cartoon movie, you know, like, you know, something that's not so serious type of movie. Are you making suggestions to do that? Or are you just like, are you going with the flow? You know, I mean, if you're going with the flow and that's not fun to you, maybe you don't need to date that person, you know, because like Diego said, dating should be fun because you're getting to know that person and you want to be able to know all aspects of that person. So you want to do fun things, you know, maybe go wine tasting somewhere or beer tasting if that's your thing. Or if you don't like either one of the one, go coffee tasting. That's actually a real thing. Go coffee tasting or, you know, go for a walk somewhere, go for a run together or, you know, or whatever makes, you know, floats your boat and makes something fun for you. Make suggestions, you know, don't just get in a rut, join meetup groups. Even if it is a date, say, hey, I'm going to go to this meetup group and they're meeting X place. Come meet me there, you know, so it'll be cool. And you'll get to learn something about that person and also probably learn something about yourself.
I would say for me personally, it's a Molotov cocktail that consists of social media and reality TV. I think the information age has just given us too much information to process. Nothing is just fun anymore. No one, you can't just meet someone and just learn them on their own merit. You have to interject what the fuck K. Michelle went through last week on the show and assume that this dude is what you just... It is the same person that you saw on the TV and this and that.
You're not a match.
And then you meet someone, then you guys become friends on Facebook, and because he got 500 friends, he a hoe. And it's just get back to being simple, man. Just get back to meeting person, judging a person on what has this person done to you? What has your experience been with this person? You know what I'm saying? It's just like back in high school where, you know, you'll see, you know, young lady that you're attracted to, and your boys be like, oh, man, you know, I heard she a freak. Oh, I heard she this. I heard she that. You know, and you mess around and don't give her no time of day because of what your boys done told you they heard. You know, only to come to find out 5 years after high school, you know, she was nothing of the sort. She was an angel. She was, you know, but because nobody could get with her, everybody bashed her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So just get back to the simplicity of things and stop assuming things and understand TV is for our entertainment, not for a guideline for your life. You not the people that you've seen, and half the people that you meet are not going to be those people either. You know, so I don't know. It's like everything I hear, everything I read on Facebook, everything I see is some spinoff of some Love and Hip Hop episode or some Kardashian episode or something. It's just, you know, and then, you know, you pawn it off as though you came up with the shit. Like, nigga, that's everybody's catchphrase nowadays, and you act like you made it up. Just get a life. Mm-hmm. Turn TV off. Turn the computer off. If you can't separate yourself, you know what I'm saying? It's just like how when people were so against rap music because they thought, oh, if these guys rap about drug selling and killing people, that the kids are going to go out here and sell drugs and kill people. No, kids are going to do that because that's what their life dictates to them. Not everybody is so impressionable. You know, and you know, again, you should just judge your life on what you've done to put yourself where you are.
Okay.
That was deep.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is the end of IDS Extra Dating Sucks. Again, thank you for listening to the show. Please be sure to share the show with your friends who need this advice. Because there's a lot of us out there that do. We need it, man, woman. We all need it.
Where is the love?
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 Ooh, yeah. Where is the love? You said you'd give to me.
You didn't love him, and you were.